Since the recent shootings at a military recruiting center and Navy Reserve Center in Tennessee, some members of Congress want to arm recruiters and fortify recruiting centers against potential attackers. But either of those things could upset the tone that the Armed Forces Recruiting Command is trying to present to the public and to potential recruits. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The first thing a potential recruit will encounter at the Armed Forces Recruiting Center in Tukwila, Washington, is a locked door. That's been the case since shortly after the Tennessee shooting. One of the places where the gunman opened fire was outside a recruiting center similar to this one. Army Captain Kellum Carmody is in charge of the Tukwila Center.
We have increased added a few extra, what we call anti-terrorism measures, just out of caution.
But while those measures may be necessary for safety, some recruiters have mixed feelings about them because they might also deter potential recruits. Carmody says locking the door complicates the message recruiters want to send.
We want to be approachable. It is an all-volunteer force. We don't want to have any additional barriers to those that may be interested in serving.
The center is located on a main road in a shopping center. It shares a parking lot with a Starbucks and a Value Village. That's by design. Lots of traffic and potential recruits.
We want to be in an area that's very accessible. For example, the center here, which is a quarter mile down the street from the South Center Mall, very accessible area, because we want people to easily, be able to find us and come speak with us.
Maintaining the ranks of the armed forces is essential. In Washington State, that means getting at least 1,500 new service members a year to sign up. Where a recruiting station is located can make all the difference. As a mission market analyst, it's Tracy Cutler's job to figure out the most fruitful locations to open those centers.
I analyze demographics, ethnicity, languages spoken in the household.
Cutler watches trends. A lot of information he uses is publicly available. Some of it comes from a data warehouse at Fort Knox.
The biggest thing is when I see high schools being built, when you see that expansion, that pops. Also, when you look at some of where businesses are populating, new businesses, Costco's, Walmart's, things like that.
And colleges, recent graduates or current students looking for a change.
They're underemployed, maybe they're getting tired of going to school, or they want a break from school.
Cutler tracks what motivates recruits from different counties. The recruits who live in the areas around Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord are driven by a desire to serve the country and the education benefits they can get from military service. But in the northern part of the state,
adventure. I want to jump out of airplanes. I want to be an airborne ranger.
Cutler analyzes the recruitment numbers weekly and reports them to command. When a location underperforms, sometimes it's moved.
Army Strong, Sergeant Noman, I may help you.
The Tukwila Center is well established. It hosts recruiters from all branches of the service. About a dozen work here in the Army Recruiting Center.
Yeah. If you can get here at 8 o'clock, and we're going to leave to go to your unit shortly after you get here, okay?
Even after the Tennessee shootings, as discussions continue in Washington, D.C. about protecting centers like this, Captain Carmody says his troops have to stay focused.
Just personally, anytime one of our brothers in arms is injured or killed, it's a sad situation. But I guess, we still have a job to do.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is reviewing recommendations for improving safety at military installations, including armed forces recruiting stations. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.